You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. This month, Opera Delaware premieres a brand new musical drama, The Grand in Wilmington, created by acclaimed American composer-librettist Derek Wang. Fearless tells the true story of Hazel Ying Lee, trailblazing World War II aviator and member of the famed Women Air Force Service Pilots, and the largely overlooked sacrifices women like Hazel made. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny sits down with Wang and Opera Delaware's Vice President of Engagement, Carrie Ann Otagno, for a preview of the world premiere of Fearless.
Let me start with you, Derek. I know this isn't your first time working with Opera Delaware. Can you talk a little bit about how this relationship came about?
So I had written an opera called Scalia Ginsburg because, in addition to being a composer and a librettist, I also studied law. And that inspired me to write an opera about the Supreme Court called Scalia Ginsburg. And that opera ended up having a bit of a life and continues to get done around the country, for which I'm very grateful. And one of its earliest productions was at Opera Delaware. And Opera Delaware was terrific about it. They put it on their main stage. We did it in a new orchestration. And it turned out, as I hear, to be well-received by the community here. And so, presumably based on that, we have been working together on some projects since then. For example, last season, in spring of 2024, we did a new production of the Puccini opera Turandot, depending on who you ask, for which I composed a new ending based on the sketches of Puccini, the composer, and Alfano, the completer. And continuing in that with that collaboration now, we are going to give the world premiere of this new work called Fearless. And I'm just very excited to have it happen at Opera Delaware.
And following up on that a little bit, Carrie Ann, can you reflect a little bit on the opera's work with Derek?
I knew Derek because I had seen Scalia Ginsburg several times. My husband has been in it. I knew Derek from working with him briefly at Opera Memphis when they were producing Scalia Ginsburg. And so this relationship predated, but kind of welcomed me back into my friendship with Derek, which I'm so happy about. Derek is so interesting because when people think of opera composers, I think they don't think of an Asian American lawyer. They don't think of Derek Wang, and they should, because the number one selling opera in Opera Delaware's history was Scalia Ginsburg, was Derek Wang's opera. He's a phenomenal composer and storyteller and librettist. So that means that not only he writes the music for it, but he also writes the text for it. So you get a really cohesive story from his unique perspective. And what I love about being able to present Fearless is that it's the story of this real American hero, the story of one of the first women Air Force service pilots, Hazel Ying Lee. She is credited as being the first Chinese American woman to get a pilot's license and fly for the U.S. military. She was a trailblazer. She was fearless, which is what the opera is called. And it's amazing to have an opera about a real person being told by someone who is a part of that community, being told by someone who has already established himself as such a visionary for the future of opera. Derek is a really compelling composer because his writing style is accessible and fun and melodic and lyrical and beautiful. And Hazel's story is one of resilience. And it's beautiful and amazing to be able to present that and to be able to keep coming back to this collaboration with an artist like Derek, who I really respect and appreciate.
And I wonder, Derek, could you tell me, when did you first learn about this amazing story, this amazing life?
Well, I had heard about the Women Air Force Service Pilots generally through a former classmate of mine who happened to be related to one of them, but not to Hazel Ying Lee. And so I had become aware of the Women Air Force Service Pilots and their contributions to American history. And then a number of years ago, I came across a report or article about Hazel Ying Lee, and that sort of set my imagination on fire, because here was a story about a real person who had rendered great service to her country under some very challenging conditions, and also some uniquely challenging conditions in the sense that her story was very different from other pilots at the time. And her story was also different from what we today might even expect of someone of her history.
And tell me about the women's air service pilots. Who were they? What did they do?
The Women Air Force Service Pilots were a group of American pilots who flew domestic missions for the United States Army, because, of course, the Air Force had not officially been established separately. And so they flew domestic missions in order to free up male pilots for combat overseas during World War II. Their duties included transporting planes that had been produced at factories. They also helped train male pilots. Despite all of this service, however, they did not become accepted at the time officially as part of the United States military. And so, despite their service, they were sort of forgotten after World War II. And it was only around the time of the bicentennial in the 1970s that they finally started to receive the recognition that they had long deserved. And then around 2010, they were honored by the president for their contributions to America.
Turning to you, Carrie Ann, let's talk a little bit about the cast.
Yeah, so we have a really incredible cast for this production of Fearless. We have a couple of debuts with Opera Delaware and a couple of returning artists. In the title role, Arianna Maubach is a recent graduate of the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia, a young, super talented mezzo, and she's playing the role of Hazel Ying Lee. She recently was a national semifinalist at the Metropolitan Opera Competition. She was a winner of the Canadian Opera Competition. She is on the fast track to a major career. And to have her be a part of a world premiere like this and maybe originating this role, it could be, again, like a huge, it could be huge forward motion for this project that to have it affiliated with an artists like Ariana, who are on the rise. We also have the return of Karen Vuong, who sang Liu in Turandot last year with us. Just a deeply empathetic, beautiful singer. And this year she's playing Iris, who is Hazel's sister. Soochan Kim making his Opera Delaware debut. Alice Chung, she did a recital with Opera Delaware earlier this year, an artist-curated recital called Girls of Yellow Diamonds, that was about her experience as an Asian American woman. And it was beautiful and incredibly well received by our community. And now she's making her main stage debut with Opera Delaware. So it's a great opportunity to see some really special emerging talent making their debut with Opera Delaware. And it's also just a great opportunity to see some of our favorite folks like Karen returning to the stage and singing something that again has never existed before this moment. Like this is brand new, and so the interpretation of these artists who are making the debuts, they play a crucial role in crafting this.
I wonder as well about this opera, Fearless, premiering at this moment in history when the U.S. military is actively scrubbing information about diversity from its records. I mean, we see stories about books that reference diversity, equity, and inclusion being removed from libraries at service academies, content about women, LGBTQ plus people, and minorities being removed from military websites. And I just wonder if one of you could reflect on that and about how this music meets this moment.
I have kind of a fresh set of ears with this because we just started music rehearsals. So I got to hear the first kind of work through of it. And what I was really struck by was the personal aspect of this. I think in what we're seeing in our in this administration, and the expectation is less about less focus on the individual. And so we've gotten some pushback because the focus really is that she is an Asian American. She's a trailblazing Asian American woman who did something that no one else had done at that time. And because she did that, look at where we get to be as a society. I think it's really important that we highlight individual exceptionalism, that we highlight the stories that show people breaking barriers. I don't think that that's something to shy away from. I think that our differences make us stronger. And I think our differences are what make us really connect to people on a deep level. In this particular instance, yes, it is an Asian American story, but it's also a universal story. And the universality of it comes out of the specificity of her being wholly who she is. So I refuse to shy away from the fact that this is a story that celebrates Asian American heroes and Asian American history, because that is the history of America. That is the history of what makes our country great and special. It's because of individuals like Hazel Yingling.
Thanks to composer librettist Derek Wang, Opera Delaware's Vice President of Engagement Carrie-Anne Otagno, and Aramart Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Opera Delaware's world premiere performances of Fearless are May 16th and 18th at the Grand in Wilmington. Visit the Greens page on DelawarePublic.org for more information. And we wrap up the Green next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, People and Planet. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.